Welcome to the Reconnect podcast. We are so excited to have you here.
In this podcast, we are discussing all topics around Tantra, conscious relationship, and sacred sexuality.
We believe every couple is meant to enjoy an amazing sex life, constantly deepening the loving connection, lighthearted playfulness, and passionate ecstasy between each other.
We are Melly and Damien Prem, a married couple, parents, tantra teachers, and relationship coaches.
Our mission is to help couples to reconnect to themselves, each other, and the divine, to live a fulfilling relationship and sexuality, and bring more love and consciousness into the world. We are so excited that our podcast is finally going live. Welcome. Great that you are here and that you are a part of it.
In this episode, we want to give you an overview about our own story, how we came to Tantra, and why we are so passionate about this work. Because, to be honest, some years ago, sex was still filled with shame and insecurity for us. And we would have never expected that one day we would be talking publicly about that topic. And we'll also introduce you to the podcast and what you can expect. So, Melly, you want to start?
Yeah, sure. It all started in 2012 when Damien and me got to know each other. And at that time, I was working in a consultancy, delivering trainings for leadership development, which was fun, but also quite stressful job. I was traveling a lot. And so after the first year of excitement and passion and being in love, we realized that all these beautiful feelings quickly faded and that we got into this, daily life hit us in the relationship. And we realized that we actually have quite a lot of problems and issues that we were struggling with. And for me, due to the stress in my job, I felt completely disconnected from my body, from myself also sometimes. It felt like I was more functioning, fulfilling expectations of my boss, of my clients. And this continued at home, trying to fill Damien's expectations, and especially expectations in bed, where I had certain images in my head how I should be as a good lover, as a good wife later on. And I was quite frustrated with myself as my body was not functioning in the way I wanted it to. I was struggling from little desire, and actually sex felt like a to-do on my already endless list, and it was quite low in priority. So it was more like, I felt like a burden, and I often was too tired and exhausted from the day that I didn't feel like having sex, or it was more something I did for Damien to make him happy, but not as I, over the time, enjoyed it less and less, because there was so much in my head trying to fill expectations, trying to push myself to reach orgasm, which was quite difficult for me. And I had all those insecurities about my body, about not being good enough, not being sexy enough, about taking too long, about not enjoying enough, and all of this bullshit in my head. And that was really stressing me out. And so it was like a vicious circle that over the time, of course, the more difficult the topics got during sex, the less desire I had to repeat that. I was like, I always came up with excuses, ran away internally, emotionally. And this created a lot of distance in general in our relationship over the time.
Yeah, I experienced it the same way, and that the connection was suffering through to the lack of desire. And on the other hand, I had a lot of desire, and I didn't know what to do with all that desire that I had inside of myself. And so I tried to initiate sex, but the problem was that I got constant rejection and this rejection led for me also to self-doubt. So I was doubting that I may be good in bed, or maybe I'm not good enough in what I'm doing. She's not enjoying it. And this was like a vicious circle. And so I didn't know what to do actually with this energy in myself, this desire, this longing for connection, for intimacy, for sexuality. So this led for me to really bad moods. And,
oh, yes.
And I was searching for satisfaction then outside of the relationship, also in porn, for example. But this also didn't fulfill me. And I felt dependent on Melly, so that I needed to have sex to be really happy in my life and also in relationship. And I realized also that, like, I was observing that the passion was getting less and less. And when we had sex, it was always the same. And also, like, there was also there a lack of inspiration, a lack of new things that we could learn.
Yeah, I think there were also, I was more or less the problem, because a lot of positions or a lot of things in sexual were difficult for me. I often experienced pain. And so for me, it was like, we better stick to what we know that works. And that was like one or two positions and always the same script. And of course, that also created boredom over the time. So yeah, again, the same thing. So after a while, we realized that this is not the way we want to live our relationship, and that we really need help, that we don't manage this, that we can't get out of this alone. And the first thing we did actually was a tantra massage course in Germany, because a friend of us told us about it and we were interested and excited. And this also already helped us to bring a little bit more mindfulness, more sensuality back into our relationship. And I really enjoyed the massage, so that was already a beautiful, nice step. But sexuality still stayed to be difficult. And then we heard about a tantra school in Thailand. And we were so excited that we quit our jobs. We took a time off and went for 1 year to Thailand to that tantric yoga school, in order to really dive deep into those topics and study full-time tantra, yoga, meditation, and also self-development. And this is what finally really created the big transformation, and it changed everything in our relationship.
Yeah, this was really amazing, and I'm also so grateful that we found tantra. So maybe you can tell a little bit more what changed exactly for you. So what was the change in our life, in our relationship?
Yeah, the first thing I had to notice for myself actually was what was going on in my head, that I had so many limiting beliefs through my upbringing, through church, society. I think very little people have a really beautiful and healthy connection to sex, because it's still such a taboo topic. And I realized that I have a lot of beliefs of sex being like a lower instinct that I have to be ashamed of, because nobody's talking about it, and it's just turning red or turning quiet when you talk about it. It's like, okay, this seems to be something really shameful, dirty, whatever. And when I was looking at that and becoming conscious of all those beliefs, I could really transform them and learn through Tantra. Tantra is originally a spiritual path to enlightenment, that sexuality, being a part of Tantra, can be a sacred act, an act that can bring us closer to the divine, an act of love. And that was already a huge insight or a huge transformation just in my thinking, that on how I addressed the topic of sexuality. Another really important aspect for me was to get into my body, to really get out of the head, get into the body, really starting to feel myself again and to enjoy my body, to really getting to know my body. There were so many spots I didn't have a clue about what kind of yeah, also spots of enjoyment, of pleasure a woman has in her vagina. It's like, okay, there's so much more to discover, actually. And but also in general, to really start loving my body, which before I was more judging of never being beautiful enough. And through that, I reconnected more and more to myself, to my body, to Damien, and also to the divine. And it was a journey of clearing blockages that I had stored in my body due to stress, due to suppressed emotions from my past. And when I realized, also through my yoga practice and breathing practice, which was really important for me, that more and more blockages could solve and energy was flowing more freely through my body, and that suddenly I was able to experience internal orgasms, full body orgasms that I never had before and that I never thought that were possible for me. And I got so much more alive, and there was so much more energy in my system and my body. And yes, that I was suddenly realized, okay, sex is not something just to make the man happy. Sex is something that really connects me with my femininity, with my source of energy, and with creativity and everything, with life, actually.
Yeah, and it was really amazing to be a part of your journey and to see the transformation that you did. It was really, really beautiful to be a part of it as your partner. And for me, what changed to add to it, what changed for me is also like this learning the separation also from especially ejaculation and orgasm, so that also men can experience full body orgasm, multiple orgasm, and that also we can discover this ecstasy in ourselves. So it's not just something that is for women, but also for men. And for me, it was also an amazing journey to live this and also like to feel this energy inside of me. And this is one more thing that I have learned through Tantra, because like I said before already, I was really dependent and also in bad mood when I didn't have sex, and also to learn to become free, to learn to move this energy and to really heal myself, also my beliefs around sexuality, around masculinity, to heal that and to get more free so that I can also enjoy my body, my own body, myself, without any external external porn, for example, or some things, on just for myself, like being enough for myself and enjoy my body for myself.
Yeah, and that was such a, it made such an impact also on my desire when Damien stopped being this needy person, always asking, yeah, please, please give me sex, give me sex. It felt like in me, from the dynamic it created automatically, a no, I don't want that. To when he was completely free and he was happy by himself, doing self-pleasure and already reaching cool states of consciousness and pleasure and ecstasy and orgasm. And it's like, ooh, it's so cool. And I was like, what? You do that without me? I want to. So it completely shifted the dynamic that then he was so much more attractive to me. And so much more sexy, and not anymore this needy person, but this person in his strength and his masculinity, and really connected to himself. And there's like, okay, now I want more. This created also a lot more desire in myself.
Yeah, and what I have also learned through Tantra is this kind of open communication, also with my partner around sexuality. I think before I never talked, we didn't talk so much about what do you want, what are your wishes around sexuality, what are your fantasies. And I think Tantra gave me all the tools and all removed the shame to talk about all these topics with my partner, with Melly, so that we could develop ourselves in this area. And what I've learned to Tantra also, and this is also, I think, a lifelong practice, is opening my heart. So learning to accept more love, to learning to receive more love, but also to give more love. So this is something that is, for me, crucial to Tantra, because Tantra cannot, for me, cannot work without love. So this is really important. And also creating higher states of consciousness. So like, Of course, you can do it with meditation also, but in sexuality, when you do it together with your partner, this is, for me, is so much more fulfilling, and to feeling this energy, to feeling life vibrating in every fiber of my being is just an amazing way to integrate spirituality also into daily life, into my own life, and also like this meditation, expanded consciousness is something that that I really love about that. And also the rituals, so like the more experiencing more magic, more depth in daily situations, but also in special ritual settings where we can experience the passion, the playfulness around sexuality, around our own life, and to in general live a more fulfilled life. For me is the path of Tantra, and an amazing gift that I received.
Yeah, definitely. And as we really experience so much healing, so much transformation and deep fulfillment through Tantra, when we came back to Germany in 2018, it was really so much our desire to bring that into the world, to share it with other people and say, okay, sex is still such a taboo topic for so many people, still covered with so much shame, but also leading to people hurting each other, and where we see it as our mission. So hey, there is another path, and that Tantra can bring so much more love and consciousness into the world that we want to, yeah, that we just need to share that. And so we started offering Tantra courses first live here in Munich, where we're living in Germany, and later when I was pregnant with our daughter, we also switched to online courses, which was cool because that was easier to integrate raising our daughter and also working and continuing the work with people. And is also now easier to bring this all over the world or to share it internationally. So yeah, perhaps you can also add a little bit about what we're offering, what we're doing.
Yeah, so one way that we are working with our clients is one-on-one. So we work closely, intimately with one couple, and there we are coaching them towards a more fulfilled relationship, better communication, more fulfilled love life, sex life. So I am a certified couples coach, and so there we can look at all kinds, every areas of the relationship, and solve the problems really where they are. And this is a beautiful way that I really love to do, because I love coaching. I love to support couples find a way back to each other, and also like working together on the relationship so they can really live a fulfilled love life, a fulfilled sex life, and to really work together to create the relationship that they want to have. So in addition to that, we're also doing live workshops for the moment here in Munich, in the future perhaps in other places also around the world, where couples can come to us and have this live experience of a Tantra seminar, and to experience also it with other people, to share this experience with more people than just their partner.
Yeah, and also group programs. I think it's so important to have a group of people where you can openly talk about sex, which a lot of people don't even do with their best friends. So just to get to know that what we see on media is not what happens in reality. I think so many people are frustrated with themselves because they know, I think something's wrong with me when I don't have sex like I see in porn or even in love movies. What happens? People come together, have sex for 5 minutes and climax at the same time. I think this is realistic probably in 5% of the cases, and 95% of the people have the impression that something is wrong with them. So that's something that's so helpful also to exchange openly with others, to hear, oh, okay, other people have the same issues, to connect with other couples. And also to learn in the group setting online, where you can do your homework. And I think that's also important for us, because people always think, ooh, what happens in a Tantra seminar? Do I have to be naked? Do I have to do whatever sexual thing that don't feel comfortable? So what is important to us is that we do a lot of the healing work together. We talk a lot about sexuality. We do meditations, breath work, mindfulness, getting into the body, getting to feel yourself. All of this happens in group calls or in live seminars. But the sexual thing, you can do at home. So there, usually you get videos where we explain things, or you get homework to do, which is usually fun homework. Often people tell us, oh, this is a nice homework. That you try new things, experience new techniques with your partner at home in the bedroom, and then you come back into the calls or into the live training and then say, okay, then we can talk about it. But for us, it's important that nothing of this happens in the group.
Yeah, and this is actually the work that we want to bring in the world, and our vision also, like to bring people more into this, that sexuality is actually a fun thing, a sacred thing, a thing that you can always expand and go deeper into it, and there is no limits to what kind of things you can experience there, and to be always more open around sexuality. And I think for me, at least, there is no limit to it, because you can always go deeper into it, and also of course go deeper into your own emotions, your own feeling, your own thoughts, your own self, to experience yourself always more and more. And I think this is what I really love about this, that there is an infinite possibility of exploring and of going deeper in some way.
And when you do the work and take the time for it.
Because
we also have the experience that our relationship now gets better and better from year to year over the time, and their sexuality, we explore new things and even more exciting, and so and it's so much more fun and so much more depth and love, actually, also. Whereas in most relationship, it's just diminishes or goes worse and worse over the time, because I think in the end you also have to do the work and invest the time and not just think, okay, it will all figure it out by itself. Of course, that's also that we learned is important.
And this is also why we're starting this podcast, actually, because we realized how important it is to invest time for a fulfilled relationship, and that there is knowledge needed, there is tools needed, there is a lot of some work to do, actually, to have a fulfilled relationship and sex life. And so this is also why we want to share with you our own experiences, and maybe you are also a little bit inspired by it, but also our maybe to get new insights, to get more knowledge, because we acquired a lot of knowledge during the past years, so that you can actually create the love life and the relationship, the sex life that you actually want to have.
Yeah. So perhaps at the end, we still want to say what you can expect. As Damien already said, we will share a lot from our own experiences, our struggles, how we solve them. We will give you a lot of practical tips, really, as well, for your relationship, for your communication, to build really that strong foundation that you need. Also, the connection needs to be there for also fulfilled sexuality. And of course, you will also get a lot of inspiration on sexuality, on tantra, sacred sexuality, rituals, and all of this, because there's still so much more to learn, trust me, and so much more to experience that most people don't have a clue that exists. And so there we want to shed light and share this with you so that you will be inspired as well. Thank you so much for listening to the episode today. If you liked it, make sure you share it with your partner or any friend you may think this is valuable for. If you want to dig deeper into Tantra and really experience the magic it can bring into your relationship, you can go to our website reconnectprem.com and download our 3 Tantra practices for deeper connection. You will also find the link in the show notes. And if you enjoy the podcast, we are super grateful if you subscribe to the show and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best. Melly and Damien. And always remember to reconnect to yourself, reconnect to your partner, reconnect to love.